It's Monday, January 28th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from an AV Nation special. I am joined by Joe Way talking about producing worship. Joe starts off talking about the importance of integrators when it comes to the House of Worship AV design.
A lot of times we think of, you know, the technical artist as the person who mixes the worship service, right? Mixes the band, and then, you know, the band walks off and they're done. The pastor comes up. But the tech artist never actually leaves. The guy at the soundboard doesn't go back to the green room when the worship is over, right? He has an important role when this is being done, right? All throughout it. So I think when the senior pastor realizes, wow, I still need this person. And what they're doing is key to the way that my message is getting out and we bring the communication together. I mean, I think too, I mean, we all know this, that, you know, AV people can kind of be the most negative person in the room quite often. You know, we are the department of no. But if we start to change that and we come together with the senior leadership, I mean, how is this any different than if you're an integrator and you're working with your end user and the, you know, the bean counters in the room? You need to build that relationship, right? So if we build that relationship and then we focus on, hey, look, I'm here to support what your vision is, and I have great tools to be able to do so, and we build that bridge, now we can start to change and adjust what, you know, how they're viewed, and to be able to get them in the room early, right? And I think that's a lot of what happened is when you brought AV into, you know, either the church world. I mean, gosh, we still complain about it in commercial integration, right? The AV guy is the last one to bring in, right? Architecture plans are done, everything is done, and now,
dude, walls are closed.
And they're like, wait, what do you mean you have to hang speakers? You can't block my beautiful mural. You know, but so a lot of it's no different. But if we start to build the communication, and I think that this is a place where House of Worship could actually take the lead because they work day to day with senior leadership, right? And I think maybe that's something a lot of the mega churches have already gotten right because there's so much focus on, I mean, they're talking about, you know, planning for Christmas services in June, right? Easter poll is done and they're already looking at this. So those conversations are being had. Well, maybe, you know, top to bottom, those are things we should start to think about and get ourselves in the room early. And I mean, I'd love to see, you know, the church tech people be able to define our entire industry by knowing, hey, I've built my relationship and it thrives because of it. I mean, how great would that be for all of us?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.